Hello everybody, this is Dr. Chiri. Welcome to the Cosmic Code Radio Show. And finally, I'm back. I'm back on the air with all of you. And I'm so happy to be back and working on the BBS network and the Cosmic Code Show. So, I'd like to start by starting off pointing out that one of my most obvious prediction came true. I don't know how many of you subscribe to my Cosmic Code newsletters or my Dragon Free newsletters, but I've been blasting the internet with this. Now listen carefully. At 5 minutes and 6 seconds after 4 a.m. on the 8th of July 2009, the time and date will be 04, 05, 06, 07, 08, 09. This will never happen again. And this phenomenon will take place during a uranic window, and it will be very shocking. Be prepared. Expect large earthquakes and natural disaster, including explosion and explosive shocking news. And I wrote, see the master at work. Please pass on to the world. Now, the good news about Dr. Chiri is that I am not afraid to put my name and my signature in my work because I know what I'm doing. And sad enough, tonight, more than 10,000 homes have been destroyed from an earthquake that struck southwest China state, the media reported. The quake hit Yunnan province in southwest China this evening, leaving more than 300 people injured. Of course, we don't know how many deaths just yet, because it just happened. Now, the quake was only a 6.0 magnitude, but that's good enough to do some serious damage. Now again, remember that I'm not boasting. I don't have any spiritual pride. I am not happy because people are suffering or dying. This is not Dr. Chiri. No, that's not me. I am here to bring back to you the true face and the tools of God and the signs that I seem to be, sad enough, the only one so far in this entire world being able to translate. And here I am, each time pointed out to you, bringing up to you in a gold plate, the fact that Dr. Chiri is the real thing. Now, how many famous people, would there be famous psychics or famous astrologers that have reached a very high level of fame out there, are doing what Dr. Chiri is doing? Putting his name on the line, telling you the day to be ready for an earthquake. And it happened. But that's not the first time that I do it. If it was the first time, okay, you would have the right to be surprised. No, you don't have to be surprised, because I was on Coast to Coast on George Norrie show. And I told George, be ready within the next 2 days. An earthquake's gonna take place and take a lot of lives. George says to me, hey, Dr. Chiri, please, earthquakes happen every day. I says, no, George, you don't understand. You don't understand. The earthquake I'm talking about is well above 6.0. Exactly 2 days later, a 7.3 hit. So, how more precise can I be? How more direct and honest can I be? When you have USGS, when you have the National Weather Service, when you have all these people that live on your tax dollars and spend millions of dollars on stupid researchers, and you have this little Frenchman here that tells you years ahead. I'm talking years ahead. Natural disasters. If you go to my website, drchiri.com, and you click on the hand, aiming towards the cosmos, which is my mission to bring all of you, as we are all children of the universe, back to God, to His face, and understand and respect the sign. If you click on that, you will see that the date of July 1st, July 8th, this window, this Plutonic window, is given. That is only if you are a VIP. If you're not, you're going to have only the Plutonic window that I offer to the masses, for the police, for dramatic news, for death and drama, for stories like the NFL football player who got killed, assassinated literally by his 20-year-old little girlfriend. This happened on the day, on a Plutonic window. Yes, and right now, as I'm speaking to you, the cream of the cream, people who have badges, police officers all over the United States, do not listen. Not to my message and the truth in my predictions, my predictive abilities, but to their own police officers that have left messages on my website, that have requested more help, because they are the one who are just risking their butts, putting themselves on the line to get shot by criminals every single day. And all the responsibles, would it be from the top of the top, that would be the president, President Obama, not just him, every single president in the United States. That would be from the top of the top to the cream of all the religious leader, including the Pope or the Dalai Lama. That would be the top scientific heads, mantle snars of NASA. None of your leaders possess cosmic consciousness. They laugh at me. They are afraid of the ridicule. They have their own religious belief system. And here they are. How can you expect these worlds to become solid, secure? How do you expect this world to be somehow a place of peace, respect, and harmony when trouble, ignorance, and stupidity start at home, with your very partner, with your mother, with your father, with your brother, with your sister? Because their emotions takes over their common sense. Because their fears or religious conviction takes over their critical thinking. Oh my God! Does the world needs to wake up and to grow? Tell you what, the good news is that we are getting really close to the year 2012, where finally the Golden Gates will be opening for humankind to perceive a little bit more than the bullshit, excuse my French, after all I'm French, that was shoved down your throat about Allah, Buddha, Muhammad, Jesus, the Mormon, Hare Krishna, Witness of Jehovah, and the soup of deception produced by the age of Pisces, ruled by Neptune, the Lord of Deception. And here I am, Dr. Thierry, a little French man that came in his great country in 1984 with no money, no credit cards, no social security, no green card, no place to stay. And here is Dr. Turing, with the best of the best that life can offer him with, in every possible way, enjoying the American dream. Don't you think you should follow my step and realize that being there with nothing and nobody to help, but I can think because I know a little bit better than a lot of you out there. And here I am, constantly, 24/7, writing my newsletters. I'm offering them for free to help you to gather cosmic consciousness and become something. And I point out the gold mine. And what do I get? Well, I understand Jesus when he says, "Don't give pearl to swine." That's for sure. Here I am. Could it a gift? Could it a curse? I don't know. Here I am. I cannot help myself to help you. And when I have supreme proof of my supreme abilities to perceive the message of God written in light through His creation, through the stars, and through the cosmic unarguable, unforgiving jurisdictions, don't you think it's time for you to listen and to realize that Dr. Cherry is the real thing? Doesn't matter if your name is all over the place. Doesn't matter if you're a celebrity. Doesn't matter how many of those celebrities have lost their life in the name of the dragon. How many times did I tell George Norian coast to coast? George, as of December 2007 until August 2009, celebrities, famous people and their children are going to be the prime target of the dragon. Oh, do you remember John Travolta? And what happened to his son, Jet? Oh, in case you forgot, do you remember what happened to Michael Jackson? Hey, wait a minute. If you go to my website, you could see the names that I have collected. I stopped because my website is not big enough anymore. I've collected the name of every famous people that have died since that date. And everybody is scratching their empty head because the number is growing every freaking day. And children are being literally thrown alive into the mouth of the dragon. And nobody has listened to me. Nobody. The Chinese, Asia, Japan are living by and for the dragon. They still have no clue of what the freaking dragon is all about and what he does to them. Oh my gosh. In what word, what world did I land on? Am I the only one who don't need freaking glasses? Yes, I'm passionate. But that's because I have a big, big problem with stupidity. I'm offering you gold mine. I'm offering you the opportunity to understand that the God you believe, the God you've been forced to accept, is nothing at all of what you have been forced to accept as reality. And because 99.9 and a half of the people walking this earth are morons, doesn't mean you have to be. No. God did not put you on this earth for you to die and suffocate it at the end. No! Your God's not going to send you to hell because you are already on hell. My gosh! People, wake up! 2,000 years of manipulation. Well, this can be easily explained with the age of Pisces. Symbol of Pisces, chosen by Christians, representing the incredible amount of work that a positive fish has to do to swim back home to God, to the stars, to the universal structure as a child of the universe where it came from. After all, imagine what you would feel if you were a freaking salmon trying to fight the Niagara Falls. Don't you think it's easier to follow the current and sign up for Allah, Buddha, Jesus, the Mormon, Hare Krishna, Witness of Jehovah, Fatima, or a freaking guru in Peru? No. It's easy to go down a hill. It's easy to be depressed. It's easy to be negative. It's easy to say amen and follow and let your fears stop you to use your critical thinking and to realize that God never came down and wrote no books. He made the stars. Oh, don't touch the stars. Don't deal with Dr. Cherry. It's evil. Oh my gosh, don't deal with astrology. But for God's sake, what about those three wise men following the stars? Leading them to the breast of Christ. Well, there you what? If you were digging into my website chances are that you will read the area where I put a little banner saying that the Pope used astrology. And indeed, from there you'll see pictures of the 14th century where Mr. Pope is being taught the sign of Scorpio power in astrology by the Vatican Council. Oh yes, do they teach you that on Sunday afternoon in your Christian Science? No way, Jose. The truth has been cast aside, put under, ignored, laughed at. And you wonder why this world is such a big chaos. People don't even have common sense to realize that you have 12 apostles representing the 12 months of the year, the 12 hours of the day, the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 notes of music, the 12 numerometric system, the 12. This is incredible. And people do not see these things. Now you have people like my good friend Michael, Jordan Maxwell, a man that I respect, or David Icke for that matter. David Icke, which luckily for me, is a really good friend of mine, does the same thing that I do by bringing the truth, by making you aware of what the government does. Anything that is conspiracy, David has the answer. And I'm so happy to let you know that David will be in Phoenix with us on October 17th, okay? And that is definitely something you do not want to miss. David will be in Phoenix at the Orpheum Theater, okay? And you know, everybody knows David. But just go to Google and type davidicke.com. Or go to RideTheWaveUSA.com. Again, RideTheWaveUSA.com. And meet David and I on October 17th. Because David does exactly the same thing that I do. He talks and look up for the truth. And he has things to back it up. He's got pictures. He's got the education. He's got the information. All I have is time. Time has always been my best witness and will always be my witness, especially the future. When I blasted the internet a week ago, when I wrote to in my newsletter all over the world to my readers and all my readers show to be ready for today's date for about earthquake. When I have people saying, oh my gosh, Dr. Turi, you should be on Coast to Coast with George Norrie. When I send personal email to George Norrie and many other people, telling them to be ready for today for a bad earthquake. And they don't even take the time to answer me or my email. Well, I guess everybody's busy. But the fact of the matter is, Dr. Turi did it again. And that's where you have to understand and realize that I am not a Mrs. Cleo. I don't predict anything, people. No, I don't. When I say predict, it's wrong. I know history repeats itself. I know the news repeat themselves. Nature has a very specific pattern, and everything returns. I have designed a software that allows me to do that. So that the billions of dollars that have been spent last few years for the geological surveys of NASA or the National Weather Service or God knows what, this money should be saved by going back to the source in understanding God's sign and the cosmic code, because that's how and where God comes from and where the message comes from. All these big educated scientists that have graduated from the most expensive, the most well-known accredited schools, colleges, universities, right now, they are scratching their big empty head, wondering how the hell that little Frenchman a few weeks ago was able to predict dead on, one more time, that an earthquake would hit China. And again, I don't have any spirit of pride. I have to affirm again that I am not happy for what's happening, for people losing their home or dying. I'm not jumping up. Hey, I told you so. I'm told you so. I'm not jumping up and feeding like a bat on blood and pain and suffering of other people. No, no. If you think that way, you're in trouble. That means you assume so much wrong about Dr. Cherry. I want you to know as much as I do, because that's what I was born to do. That's why I like to do most. And every little children out there, any teenagers listening to this show, every mothers, fathers, grandfathers, cousin, brothers, sisters, friends, every one of you were made in the image of God. You like it or you don't like it. It's the fact. You are a God in training. That's what the Bible said. You've been made in the image of God. And this means if you shuffle a couple of images, one is you and one is God. Who the hell is going to be who at the end when you shuffle those images? You were born with gift. The universe and God give you very specific gifts depending on your karma. You earned those gifts. And it's my wish for you to find these gifts like I found mine. And put your heart into your gifts. Do the best that you can do. Become the best that you can be. Because ultimately, at the end, you are going to make this world a better place where love, respect, intelligence will override stupidity, fear, and religious convictions that bring death on a daily basis. This world is young. This world has a lot to grow for, a lot to do. And here I am, committed 24/7 in my writing, in my radio show, offering you the opportunity. So please, don't waste my pearls away. Please. I am real. I am truth. I'm the real thing. From nothing, I came all the way to the top in my field. And you are not stupid. You're listening to that show. You can think. You can go back to my newsletters. You can look the printed, dated material when I give the predictions and many, many others for that matter. Don't be lazy. Don't be lazy. Take the time to go to my website and sign up for the Dragon Newsletters. Let me educate you. Let me raise your cosmic consciousness. Let me make you aware of the face and the tools of God as He intended us to use. And don't be afraid. You're not going to go to hell. You already are in hell. Ignorance is evil. Knowledge is power. Get your pen. I want you to get your pen right now. And I want you to write down, http://. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows the word newsletter, yes? Okay, http://, newsletter.drcherry.com. I repeat, http://, newsletter.drcherry.com. DrCherry.com, newsletter.drturi.com. Again, newsletter.drturi.com. It's free. It's there. You can go back in time. You can read my prediction. You can learn all about the moon. You can learn all about what famous people do and why they died. You can learn all about a dragon. You can learn about angels. You can learn about energy. You can learn about the subconscious. You can learn about the secret of what it means to be human. If you decide, instead of looking at stupid television program and what your favorite celebrity is eating or losing fat, go and read, because this wisdom will give you the opportunity to control your life and not to become one of the 99.9 robot morons walking this earth. It's all about education. All right. What I'm going to do now, I'm going to take a call. I'm going to talk to Allison from New York. Are you here, Allison?
Hi, Dr. Terry. Yes, how are you?
I am doing absolutely wonderful, as always. Constantly working, busy, trying to help people, giving back to the American society, to the American people who have allowed me to make my dream come true. Allison, what do you want to know, honey? Tell me.
Well, I actually have two questions. I've been reading your website about you and your universal law explanation and your explanation of the dragon head and the tail. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily say people are ignorant, but I think some of the astrological information can get sort of difficult for people to understand, or their perception of, you know, the moon, the stars, the planets, you know, the houses. And most people are just used to normal astrology. What I was going to ask you was, is based on my birthday, according to the website, and this is something that's been, I've been curious about for a year, actually. I've been following you for a year. It shows that it's in the sign of Pisces, although I've always believed and grown up understanding that I was an Aries sign. Is there a difference the way that you do it and opposed to, I guess, Western astrology?
Okay, let me explain something. First of all, there is 85 different way, Allison, to write it, to make a chart. Okay, so you got plenty out there. And this modernized junk takes away the value of the stars. Astrology is an art. An art is dwelt with intuition, symbolism, metaphor. You know what I'm saying? You have to be sensitive.
Yes.
Okay. Of course, you have all that in your chart. If not, you wouldn't have called me. But what I'm trying to tell you, I took all this junk that I have studied over the years, including Oriental and Occidental astrology, and I combined it in one. Make it easier. Let the software do the mathematics. Because you know what? If you have to deal with somebody that has everything that you need and you need to be friends with that person, you better know what makes that person tick. Let's say, for example, if you have a big contract signed with a Cancer, well, you should know that Cancer rules the stomach, and you will have your deal in the can if you take them to a restaurant. Do that make sense to you? You cannot say, oh, let me look at the time you were born, let me look at your rising, let me look at the degrees. That is for astronomers. Astrologers nowadays are astronomers. They are not astrologers. Okay? Not sure that I didn't have a...
The ones that I've come in contact with use, I believe you call it a natal chart.
Mm-hmm.
And they base a lot of information just off of that. But my understanding of it is that, you know, you can do hundreds of, I guess, different charts, different ways, and people I came across a woman who practices cosmobiology, which is supposedly another form. So for lay people like myself, I mean, I know I'm intuitive, but for lay people like myself that don't understand it, I'm calling you to, because I'm fascinated the way that you explain it, you know, and trying to understand what really works for most people, because so many people go to various astrologers and numerologists and, you know, looking for a more scientific approach instead of just a spiritual one.
Exactly.
To understanding their path. Do you follow me?
Yeah, well, let me ask you a couple of questions, and you're going to have your answer, Allison, right there. Who is the top astrologers of all time? The most fantastic, phenomenal prophets of all time. Don't you think is Nostradamus?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean,
okay.
Let me finish,
because I want you to be objective and listen to your intuition. My question is, does Nostradamus 500 years ago had a watch or a computer?
No.
No. Okay. This means he used this symbolism, spirituality, and anything and everything that dwell with the spirit itself. And this is what modern astrologers have lost. So when I teach at the American Federation of Astrologers, I'm telling all these people, all that you have learned is not wasted, okay? This whatever I'm going to tell you is very worthwhile. It's going to add to what you actually already have learned. See? But leave your mathematics behind. Use intuition. The universe is much too big to deal with details. In your case, honey, you were born half Pisces and half Aries. The intuition, the sensitivity, the artistical values is coming from your Pisces area. And your sun sign is in Aries. That makes you competitive. That makes you submerge as being an Aries. You have to find your identity. Then you have the moon in Gemini, which means you're a talking machine, and that's good. So you have to learn to listen, and you do well.
Yes, I am a talking machine.
I know, honey. And that's why you could use your powers, especially with your head of the dragon in your third house, to learn and to teach and to write and crystallize your thought. You have all that it takes to do very well in astropsychology. Your tail of the dragon is Scorpio, which means you carry a lot of past life involving witchcraft, metaphysics. So with all the respect I owe you, Allison, you're a witch. You are a white witch, not a black witch, okay? A white witch has mastered the cosmos, the cosmic codes. A white witch has mastered the secret of nature and plants as a healer. A white witch is using the power of the divine and God's power to heal and help others. A black witch uses it only for herself. Do you understand me?
Absolutely. I'm a psychic intuitive, so I help people every single day.
That's what you have. But at the same time, you should follow your dragon set in Taurus. Healing, you have gift in your hand, and massage, you have opportunity for communication. This chart is phenomenal. This chart is very beautiful. But again, I wish I could give you...
Oh,
don't thank me, honey. You know me. if you had something wrong, I'll tell you too. But at the same time, I can perceive the beauty about this chart, okay? And you're learning quite a lot because you regenerate with metaphysics and investigation. And the downfall of your chart is that you could very easily misuse your witchcraft and sting yourself with your own witchcraft residue. When you can afford it sometime, remind me who you are. And let me work with you, because this chart can be raised to a higher level when you can reach much more people and help me in my mission to reintroduce the faith and the tools of God as they're supposed to be used and understood. Do I make sense to you?
No, absolutely. And I've always known since a child. I mean, people call me a medium. They call me all kinds of names. But, you know, I work for my highest and greatest good, and I work for everyone else's. And I think... you know, I totally resonate with raising the cosmic consciousness of humanity. I think people are too wrapped up in religion, although I have my own feeling and my own perception of it. You know,
right.
But the simple fact of the matter is there's one God for everybody, no matter what religion you believe in. So,
exactly.
You know, it's about sharing that love with other people. And in my, you know, I do a show actually too, and I would love you to come on, but I always tell people it's about what you do in service for others and how you teach them and lift them up and raise them to another level, and that's what makes the difference in the world.
Exactly. Well, let me go deeper into your hidden dragon, honey. Your hidden dragon is Sagittarius, so you do have a lot of past life with the Indians, the Mayan, the Sumerian, the Atlantids. Do you have any connection with this disappeared civilization or not?
When I was five, my spirit guide for me, the first person that I connected to was a Native Indian.
There you go. So you have all your past life in this area. Sad enough, you did pay the ultimate price coming from the Cetera Bull of the Pope. During the Dark Ages, the Pope signed an order to gather all the power of Europe to go into the New World. And, of course, he was interested in the real estate and the gold of the natives.
Right.
But the order was to kill every single pagans or every Indians if they could not be converted into Christianity. And you happen to have been destroyed, been hanged. Do you have any neck problem? Just a question.
Do I have neck problems?
Just a question.
No, I'm going to answer you. I'm being honest with you. I'm very open, so... I've had neck surgery for my thyroid, but in the past year...
And that's what I wanted to hear.
I've had,
let me talk. Let me talk. I'm channeling. The more you talk, the more you slow down. My channeling, honey.
I'm sorry.
My question was, you have any neck problem? You had surgery. This reinforced what I was saying earlier, that you have been hanged. You carry with you the result of all your past lives. As an Indian, you've been hanged so many times, and you were forced in Spain and Portugal to operate into religion as a nun. And that's why you're so fussy and so picky and so into health. It's a long story. I wish I could elaborate a little bit more with you, honey. But to do that, I would have to get into details. So maybe there is a discount going on if you read my newsletters on Full Life Reading.
Yes.
Just take this opportunity and let me help you, okay, sweetheart? Okay, I have to let you go because there is other people online that I have to take care of. But let me thank you for calling us tonight and keep in touch with me, okay?
I will, and thank you.
God All right, sweetheart. God bless.
You.
Okay, I'd like to talk to Julie, but Julie, I don't have a date or birth, so it's kind of difficult for me to operate. Are you here, Julie?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, give me your date of birth, honey.
Okay, 6/30/63.
6/7/1963.
63. 30.
Hold on. June 30th? Listen, honey. June 7, 1963. Is that correct?
No. June 30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Usually I have the date of birth on the screen, so I'm able to be ahead. If for some reason I have Allison, but I don't have yours here, so maybe I should ask the engineer to give me that information to avoid wasting time, but that's how it goes sometime. All right, so let me look at you, UCI. Do you know what UCI stands for?
Unique Celestial something.
Identity. I can see that Julie definitely read my newsletters. I love it. UCI stands for Unique Celestial Identity, and I designed that software that allows me to almost immediately look at your UCI. So, do you have any question for me, hon, or not?
Oh, yes. I was on, currently, I did a relocation chart, and I'm on a Moon Neptune.
Oh, no, wait. Okay. Don't give me modern astrology junk. Just tell me what your question is. Because what I do is not astrology.
Okay.
It's astro-psychology. It's very different. So if you talk about degree, rising, and all this junk, you're going to get lost, and I'm not going to be able to help you. Just tell me what you want me to tell you. What do you have
okay.
any question?
There's a person that's around me, and I'm just wondering...
I am talking about you. I don't want to deal with your boyfriend, your sister, your kid, or your husband.
Oh, okay.
When anybody calls, if there is a date of birth, I will have to deal with that date of birth only. So, well, let me tell you a few things about yourself. Do you want me to do that?
Sure.
Okay. Well, first of all, you were born in the constellation of Gemini, okay? I know you're a Cancer because your sun sign is in Cancer, being born June 30th. But, again, Nostradamus didn't have a watch or a computer and used the months of birth as the main ingredient of your chart. And, of course, again, every modern astrologer out there used the Julian calendar, not realizing that Julius Caesar didn't want his politician to be in control. So Julius Caesar played with the calendar a little bit, and that's why he's upset. So you were born in June. So do people say you look younger than your age or not?
Excuse me?
Do people say that you look younger than your age, Julie?
Yes.
I see? Because Gemini is double. So you have a double life, and when you have a double life, you have to look younger than other people. You also have a duality in your chart. Gemini is male and female. Now, sometimes that means two kids or two marriage and things like that. So how many times have you been married?
I've not gotten married ever.
ever, okay? So you don't have no kids in the process, okay? Now, one of the reasons you have not yet find a partner is subconsciously either you don't want to be bothered, either you're afraid of wasting time and money. There is always a reason for you not to have a partner. Or maybe, I'm not saying you're double and you probably would be a little bit gay or something like that. Don't take it personally, because this is a very honest and direct show. In your mind, why don't you have a kid or a partner? You tell me.
I think I just never came across the right situation.
The right person or the right situation?
Both.
Okay. And do you know why? I'll tell you what. Because, first of all, you have a lot to offer. A lot to offer. You're a very beautiful soul. I can see that. Now, do you like to cook or do you like to eat?
Cook.
Now, are you overweight?
I go up and down.
You go up and down, of course. Cancer is a water sign, okay? One of the reasons why you have never find the right person is because, first of all, you're very fussy and you're very picky about partnership, and you better be, because there's a lot of people out there that don't deserve your love and your attention. Mm-hmm. Correct?
Correct.
Maybe you don't socialize as much. Do you go out a lot?
No.
And you go?
I don't. I mean, I could make an effort, but...
No, I know. Now, unless your television breaks down and you ask the postman to come and fix it, you're going to have a problem to find a relationship. You have to understand, friends and social interaction is what brings your wishes. If you stay home all the time, it would be a miracle for a friend to bring a friend to fall in love with you. But if you put yourself in a position where you can meet people and socialize and interact, you trust me, honey, you have a beautiful chart, you have a lot to offer, you would definitely attract people. But you were born with the tail of the dragon in Capricorn, and this means that you are set to succeed in life towards midlife or the latter part of your life. And you could attract very old or very young people. You won't attract people of your age. Have you noticed that so far or not?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you have a good relationship? Do you have a good relationship with your dad and your mom or not when you were growing up?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Good. All right, that's wonderful. So there is nothing in this chart that denotes trouble. But I got good news for you. And then you listen carefully, okay? Because I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show, but when I say a prediction, it always comes true. You know that, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The head of the dragon is moving into the sign of Capricorn in August. So... happy belated birthday, by the way. The universe is giving you 2 years, honey, for you to find a partner. So you don't want to stay in a parking lot. You want to go out there, you want to get yourself some nice clothes, put some makeup, find a couple girlfriend out there. And if you don't have anybody, who cares? Go to a local bar, and don't think bar are dirty and people goes in the bar are dirty, because I go there and I'm not dirty, okay? So you've got to change the attitude, because you're a beautiful soul.
No, I go out a lot more. I go out a lot more now that I moved to the Caribbean, because there's like casinos and it's warm
exactly.
out.
With the dragon said in Cancer, anything to do with exotic place, chances are you'll be much more successful. But the fact of the matter is that you are a Cancer, honey, and you have to respect the laws of the moon. So I have a book called Moon Power. This book will fit you like a glove. As a matter of fact, this book was written for you. So get the book and let me guide you on a daily basis, okay? I want to thank you for your call, honey, and I'm going to take care of Cassandra now. Cassandra, are you here, honey? Cassandra? Is Cassandra here? What am I doing with those buttons here?
I'm here.
Oh, yeah, she's... Okay, I finally got you, honey. Okay, you're calling me from Florida. What time is it out there?
11:45.
Yee, honey, time to go to bed.
I All know. Right. I'm just so excited to have the opportunity to finally speak with you. I've spoken to you in emails on occasion, and I really appreciate you taking my call.
It's okay, sweetheart. Thank you. Well, this is, as I said, the only way I have to help people. I am on the BBS network. I'm on the Global Talk Radio network. I'm writing newsletters. I'm on different radio all the time. All that I do is to help people. And, I cut down my price in all my services because of the economy. I want to make myself more available to people. And I know $700 for a reading is expensive. So I brought everything down to the extreme low that I can do to help people
right.
like you. All right, now, let me ask you a couple of questions, okay? Do you suffer headaches or sinuses?
I do have the sinuses. I don't know if it has something to do with it, but the adenoids, and I do have really big tonsils, and I have an adenoid problem. But
that's why I wanted to ask you this. Okay, now, I can tell you as a Virgo, you're the sign of nature, okay? So the wilds, nature. Do you like animals or not?
Yes, I do. Always was told I was a Libra, so that's why I'm confused.
No. Your sun sign is Libra, but you were born in the constellation of Virgo. That's why you're so fussy and so picky. That's why you're into health, honey. And that's why you have a fear of death and disease. It's deep inside of you. Does that make sense?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's just so.
That is so right.
So I don't want you to nurture evil. You know, evil can only survive in you, Cassandra, if you feed him. And you can feed the devil with your fears, with ignorance, with guilt, or with anything that is negative. Do not do that. And I can feel that you do that. Your imagination is going out of order sometimes. But that's due also to the upbringing. I see some problem. Were you raised religiously or not?
My father's side is devout Catholic, and my mother and my stepfather bounced around because they couldn't find.
And then that's where you're confused, honey. Now, trust me. There is no one single building made by men that has any religion signature that's going to help you to find out what it means to be human and get you out of the soup of confusion and fears. You have heard, as your little girl, of a lot of things, of going to hell, of fearing God, and all that junk. And that's one of the reasons that you have fears. So my mission in this lifetime is to present you with a God that's not going to send you to hell, because you're already in hell. And my mission is to present you with a God that has sign and has message that you can understand and use, because He created the stars and the heavens to be used as sign. Do you understand all that?
Yes.
Now,
yes,
your dragon's head, honey, which is your wheel of fortune, is into the world of Aquarius, which means the more you're weird, the more you dig with people like Dr. Cherry. By the way, I have a lot of planet on your dragon's head in Aquarius myself. The more you dwell with astrology or astropsychology, the more you dwell with the incredible, the impossible, the more power to you. Now, the more you dig into religion and the more you feed evil with your fears, the more problem you're going to have. Now, let me ask you a question. Is there anybody in your family that has suffered a heart attack or died of a heart attack? Just a question.
My grandfather was very ill. They didn't catch. He broke his hip. Went on. Found out that his last test was he had 10% usage of his heart, and he was too old to put stents
in. Stop right now. You see how much detail you give me about the death of your grandfather? Oh my gosh! Yes. Every single word you have said. That I heard, you've been feeding evil. Oh my gosh. You know, if you ask me where's my heart or where's my kidney, I probably would scratch behind my ear and ask you if it's there. You know what I'm saying, honey?
Right.
Stop being too fussy, too picky, too worried. Because the more you're going to go into health, and the more you're going to put yourself against the force, against God, the more you're going to lose. Let me ask you a favor, Cassandra. Would you please stop your heart beating right now? You heard me? You know how stupid that is? You can't stop your heart. There is the force. You have forgotten to trust God, to trust the force. Don't trust your doctors and don't harass yourself. You have a choice. The choice is to be positive every single day. Bless every single day that you have. Enjoy the sun. Enjoy the wind. Look at around you. Look at life. Don't forget you are alive. Nurture that thought and be happy. And one more thing that you must never forget. So are you listening?
Yes.
Your future, Cassandra, is nothing else than the reincarnations of your thoughts. So you better be aware of that. Okay? Now let me tell you something.
I am, and I can't believe that my questions to you were about how I've been, you know, reading your newsletters, and that, you know, I've tried to reach out and grab the positive, you know, the positivity that you, I don't even know if that's the word, but, you know, the traits that you carry, because I'm so negative. And that was what I was going to ask you, and you didn't.
Well,
I didn't have to tell you.
No, I know everything. I know. By looking at your UCI right now, you're like an open book. Not only you, every single client, student, patient, friends and family, anybody around me, as soon as they tell me their date of birth, sometimes I know before they give me their date of birth, but that's the way it goes. And anyone, including yourself, of course, can learn the cosmic code secret and gather the golden keys, what it means to be human. Gather knowledge is power. Ignorance is evil. Then you can help yourself by understanding your direct relationship with God and the cosmic code. So let go of your fears. Remember, it's a choice. Every single word that comes through your mouth has been through your head, and before that, through your subconscious. And your subconscious has no clue. Doesn't know the difference between your fears or your wishes. So make sure to keep a positive attitude, honey, okay? All right, listen. Cassandra, I have to let you go because I have so many people that are waiting for reading.
Thank you.
I can only give so much tonight. Thank you for calling, honey,
Thank you.
Have a good night. Okay, so I tell you what. I'm going to talk to Kalissa. Kalissa, are you here?
Yes. Kalissa?
Are you here?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Kalissa. I believe I only have 8 minutes on the show, so I want to apologize for all the other callers tonight. I'll take care of you next Thursday night or any other show. So I'm going to concentrate a little bit on you because I need to this time with you here. So, Kalissa, what question do you have for me?
First, I would like to know, because I connect to the internet a little late, that I didn't hear exactly the predictions that you make for earthquakes in this month.
Oh, no, so this prediction were made weeks. They were made weeks ago all over the internet and in my newsletters. But anyway, that's a prediction that came true, and that's okay. Let me do a little bit of a reading on you. Do you mind?
No, I prefer that.
Okay, let me channel on you, sweetheart. Okay, tell me, have you lost a husband?
Yes, I'm divorced.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay, because I see a big void. It's very difficult for you to be alone. You need a partner. You're trying to convince yourself that it's okay to be alone, but it's not a good idea for you to be alone, okay? Do you like the art? This is a question. Music, acting,
yes.
Dancing, photography. What type of art do you like most?
Dancing.
That's beautiful. But that's not surprising. You have the moon in Pisces. And Pisces was the feet. Let me tell you something. Your regeneration principle takes place when you walk barefoot by the water. So, is there any river, lake, or the ocean around you? Where are you in Florida?
Florida.
Oh my gosh!
Yep.
Yeah. How far are you from the ocean?
Maybe 15-20 minutes.
Oh my gosh! You need to go there, honey. You need to take your shoes off and you need to walk on the beach. The warm sand and the water will recharge your battery so much. So when you feel down and depressed or unhappy, do that. And make sure also, because you have the moon in Pisces, to do things after the new moon. Do you have a copy of my book, Moon Power?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know how important it is for you to do things after the new moon? Having the moon in Pisces,
yes.
You have to swim after the new moon. Okay? So I don't see you going out also as much as you should. Okay? It's important for you to understand how important it is to socialize with people. Okay? You got a big heart. Oh my gosh. You are such a blessing for any soul walking this earth. You have nothing at all for yourself. As a matter of fact, you've been used and abused so many times because you're too nice. Do I make sense to you?
Yeah, that's true.
It's about time that you start to bring the cover around you a little bit. I see a lot of religion though around you. Were you raised religiously?
No, but I study different religions and I like to know about different religions.
I understand. But you have the dragon said in Aries, which means you're going to be forced by the order of the divine to find yourself. And you're not going to find yourself in following any religion. You will find yourself within the cosmic structure, within the universal structure. You have gift in interior designing, you have gift in psychology, you have gift in handling people. You are a natural nurse. You have so much power. And I see that food is important to you, okay? Don't eat when you're upset, because I see food around you. What do you do in life anyway?
I work for the Department of Health.
Okay, so you're into health, and that's beautiful, okay?
Yes.
And then so you check. So you check. You're checking if restaurants are clean, things like that?
No, I'm checking people. If they have their papers and rules, and if they need something that they are not applying for.
I see. So you're an investigator. Yeah, you are an investigator. You are very, very intuitive. It'll be foolish to try to lie to you. But I can only repeat myself. I don't know why I see food. Now, when you're depressed, do you eat or not?
Yeah.
No, don't, because that turns into poison in your body, and that can give you a problem on your intestines. Do you have any problem on your guts, on your intestines? Just a question, like
no.
Constipation? No, you're all clear there?
No. Yeah, but I this year I decided controlling what I'm eating, and I'm
there
eating
you go. I'm just reinforcing what you already know, honey. That's all. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. You're a perfectionist and you worry too much about your health. And this is why a doctor becomes a doctor, because he's afraid of disease. And you went into this type of work, investigating people, if they have paper. It's like you are an investigator, naturally. And you use that power for society, but you can also misuse that power against yourself. I see you being a perfectionist and being over-concerned with your health. This is why you don't want to eat when you're upset, because it's going to go down to your intestines, especially when you because you work too hard. Do I make sense?
Yes.
You never think you do a good job. You always go back and clean and organize and structure everything over and over again. And then you take the same attitude with your health, and that's not healthy. Okay, trust the force, trust God in you, trust the universe, and be positive. Now, as a Taurus, you have to learn to let go of the wrong thing and the wrong people. And I know you're very forgiving, and I know you have a big heart. So you want to use your intuition, but you need to use your head and know your heart. Now, as far as the future is concerned, I can tell you that there is some study ahead of you. You're going to take some study, and those study may force you into either a different career or will force you to travel quite a lot. I can see that you have had some problem at home with the family or the real estate, but that is on the way to not to be as significant or as boring as he has been. You follow me, honey?
Yes.
All right. Now, anything else, I would have to do a full life reading. Okay, sweetheart, I would like to thank you for your for calling the show. Again, I apologize to Kalissa, to Travis, to everybody else on the line here. I just cannot stay more than 1 hour because I have too much work to do. And I will ask you to call me on my other radio show, and I will take care of you. So until then, everybody, I will take this opportunity to thank the BBS Network for having me back on the Cosmic Codes radio show, and we shall see you, every one of you, next week. May God bless of you. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Dr. Turi. Thank you for everything.
Bye-bye.
Bye.